Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 10, and we had been going through many, many different analogies and metaphors which Bhagavan indicated about where his glory is most manifest. And therefore, as Arjuna has asked, how, in what different forms I can meditate in my meditation. So he said, all these different places, you feel my glory, my presence is most evident to you. So the last three verses which you have seen last time are somewhat on the side of negative side, not all of them, but some of them. So it kind of indicates that not only the one things which we consider glorious in this world is me, but something which we do not consider as glorious is also me. So verse 34, which we have seen, says, Mrityuhu sarva harascha aham. I am that all devouring death. Death is something which takes away everything what we have. What is the most precious to us is our life. Everything I possess, what I have, has only meaning because I am alive. A dead person cannot have any wealth. Dead person cannot have any properties, because that's of no relevance now. Everything which I own right now is just my relationship, a possession. And there are instances in our life that some people, something, some take something away from me, that the most painful experience for me, lose money in stock market or in a real estate. Somebody took something away from me and it's very painful. But all these experiences are of no consequence compared to my death, when my life is taken away from me the ego. I am that mrityu. Mrityu sarva arascha aham. I am that death, that phenomenon, that entity which takes everything away from who you consider you are. I, Neil Bhatt, has this property, that fame, that position, all that will be taken away in a second. Death is that all-powerful entity which can take away everything from you. The Bhagavan says, I am that entity. Who takes away that from you? Not someone other than you, but your own self. I am right now who I am because of myself. I'll be not who I am because of myself. All this will be taken away from me. Bhagavan said, that's me. The mrityuhu sarva harascha aham udbhavascha bhavishyadam. Well, in contrast to the death, we see the creation, something being born, something being created, udbhav. Udbhav is to come into existence, which was not there, now it is coming into existence. So somebody said, Neil, who did this building at VCU? I did. I am the one who did it, because I am the architect. Bhagavan said, anything which is bhavishyatam, anything which is coming into existence, bhavishyat, future, which is not here but coming into existence in future, I am the source of them all. I create the basic conditioning for the things to come into existence. I provide both the material and the efficient cause for any creation to come into being. I can say that I designed the building and contractor built it, but both are only possible if we are both alive. I can only design as long as I am alive, and he can only build if he is alive. Consciousness is the source of all the creation. I can't create something while I'm in my deep sleep. I can only create when I'm identified with my consciousness in my waking state. or in a dream state, I'm identified with my mind in a dream state, and I create my dream world. As long as I'm identified with my consciousness, I create things and destroy things. Therefore, Bhagavan said, I'm the all-devouring death. I am the Yamaraj for my own dream. I create my own dream, and I am the one who destroys it when I wake up. So Bhagavan said, I am the cause for all the destruction, but I am also the source for all the creations. Kirtihi Shri Vakcha Narinam Smriti Medha Drutihi Kshama. These are the feminine qualities, or the qualities which are in feminine gender in Sanskrit language. And most of our vernacular Indian languages, like Gujarati, is still Kirti Kevi, Fame Kevi. So, all these feminine qualities are also me, Bhagavan said. When you see this manifested, these are the finer qualities in a person. And therefore, maybe Swamiji says they are associated with feminine gender. Finer things we consider feminine. Grosser, coarser things are masculine. War, we don't associate with women. So Bhagavan said, all these feminine qualities are also me, starting with kirtihi, fame. Fame is obviously, we consider something very finer and something which we can see, the glory of the divine. Somebody can rise to a fame, we can say, well, he has a God's blessing. Look where he has gone from where he was before. So, kirti shri, wealth. Again, any wealth is more a finer. Not when I am in a grosser tamasic mood that I get any of this. When I'm most identified with myself and then creating things or acquiring things or making things, then we have a kirti or a shri. Vak, the speech. Good speech I can only give when I'm completely focused with myself. Smriti, memory. Medha, intelligence. Dhruti, forbearance. And finally, kshama, forgiveness. All these are, Bhagavan said, are feminine qualities which are my manifestation. And Swamiji goes a step further and says, maybe Bhagavan is saying that when we see all this quality in a woman, that's where we feel the Lord's presence the most. So, one where Bhagavan said that all these qualities are manifesting in a person only because he or she is identifying with me, the consciousness. Then only I can get all of this. I can only remember things when I'm focusing on myself. I can forgive somebody when I identify with myself and also recognizing that what I don't want that to happen to me, I also want to happen to you. Therefore, I forgive you. So, Bhagavan said, this is where you find my most presence. Then going back to again the other examples from the cultural aspect, which is from the Vedas and the cultures. It's a Brihat Sam Tatha Samna. Going back to the Vedas, we discussed out of the four Vedas, the Samaveda is the most lyrical or musical or poetical compositions. And as Swamiji says, the people take their entire life to get trained into chanting Samaveda. And obviously it is the most delightful thing to hear when somebody can chant Samaveda properly. And now these days you can even go to this YouTube or Google and find a lot of the chants, and they're wonderful. They said, even in the Samaveda, because they are used in different meters, some are easier compositions, some are difficult compositions. Brihat Sam, which is the Brihat meter in which this Richas are composed, are the most difficult to sing in music. So it requires a lot more efforts to train yourself to sing those Richas. Therefore, I am the Brihat Sam. Among all the Richas in Samaveda, which are lyrical and poetical, I am the Brihat Sam, the most complicated and most delightful to hear. So I am Brihat Sam among the Samnam, those who can sing, because Samana, so among all the Samanas, I am the Brihat Sam. Gayatri Chandasam Aham, going back to the same meter, even the Samaveda, as I understand, that there are Richas composed in Gayatri meter. just as the Brihat meter, which is the most complicated, Gayatri probably may be the most, either most convenient or most prolific meter. So among the meters, the Gayatri is the most chanted meter. Particularly the Gayatri mantra, as we all know, at least all the Brahmins know, because at the time of taking the janao, that's the mantra the priest gives you in your ear and say, now you are a Brahmin. That's why they are called twice born. First time when he takes a physical birth, he is not a Brahmin yet. When you take the janao, that's where you become a Brahmin. Because that's where the guru or the priest gives you this mantra in your ear and say, now as a Brahmin, it is your duty to chant this mantra every day, worshipping the Surya, this Bhagavan Savitar. My mother used to say, when there is a baby boy born in a Brahmin family, Surya Bhagavan is very happy that now you have one more person to worship me every day. You know why she was telling me? Because I didn't do it. So I said, Surya Bhagavan was happy when you were born. Now he is very unhappy that you are not doing it. You know, So this Gayatri mantra has been chanted by this Brahmin for thousands of years. As Swamiji said, it is probably the only mantra in any religious traditions has been chanted for so long by so many people continuously. And that probably credit is given to the meter in which it is written, that Gayatri mantra is, plus what the content of it, but because of this meter, it's called Gayatri mantra. It's not called a Surya mantra or Savitar mantra. It's called Gayatri mantra. Identified more with the meter it is written in. So say, among all the meters, Chanda, all the meter, I'm Gayatri meter, which is the most popular, prolific, most divine. In other words, divine is something which invokes the divinity in my heart is divine, with that association. Therefore, the name of Jesus is divine for Christians. The name of Krishna is divine for Hindus. Not because there is any difference, but that which invokes divinity in me is divine for me. This Gayatri meter invokes divinity in so many people for so long. Therefore, it is divine. So Bhagavan said, I am the Gayatri among all meter. I am Brihat Sam among all Samanas. I am Gayatri among all meters. Masanam Margasirso Aham. It's coming pretty soon, Margasirso. We are in the end of Kartik, right? Next Maksa. Among the months, I am Margasirso. A lot of different variations. Mrugasirso or Margasirso. In Gujarati, called Maksar. Maksar. Or normally called Margasirso. Among all the months, is most awaited for. Because I guess, as Swamiji says, Maksar does not have those torment of monsoon. Monsoon is just over. We are just getting into this nicer season. And in India, winter is not really something to afraid of. It's like you're looking forward to it. It's the heat you are afraid of. So you are trying to stay away from summer and monsoon. In between is a good time. And Margasirsa is probably falls right in the middle, which is the most pleasant month there. Therefore, Bhagavan said, among the months, I am Margasirsa. Rutunam Kusuma Karaha. Now there, I guess, in any culture, any place, you will understand. Among the seasons, I am spring. Kusuma, the flowers. I am the flowery season. Flowers bloom in spring. In all, I guess, in all countries, in all places. That's why, you know, that cherry blossom, people come from all over the place to go to Washington, D.C. The same cherry trees are there all around the year. But that's not enchanting to go and see those cherry trees in winter. It's when the trees are blossoming, people travel from all over the place to see the cherry blossom. Because that's the most delightful experience. So the entire earth, entire nature looks more joyful, more positive during spring. And therefore, Bhagavan said, Rutunam Kusuma Karaha. Among all the seasons, I am spring. And then the last verse we have seen, now takes you back to the other aspect of our life. Not everything in our life is so positive. There are things which are negative. No matter how hard we try, people do come and cheat us. People do come and deceive us. And you say, well, how do they do it? Maybe they have a different God who is giving them that power to do it. And Bhagavan says, no. Dyutam chalayatam asmai. Among all this game of deception, I am the dyuta, the game of dice, or chopar. This is actually the precursor of the chess game which we have, which obviously we know why Bhagavan is saying that, but Yudhishthira lost everything in playing that dice game. So Arjuna is probably most associated with the power of dice game. And says, so who gave Shakuni that power of deception in that game? Bhagavan says, that's also me. Dyutam chalayatam asmi. In my teenage years, I was really enamored by all these jewel thief stories. There are movies made, obviously, both in Bollywood and Hollywood. And you see those movies and you're actually rooting for that thief, that may that he doesn't get caught. You are not have any sympathy for the detective who's looking for him. You're actually rooting for that thief because he's planning and scheming and all his ability to go through all the security, you're really rooting for him, that make him successful. Oh Lord, let him take away the jewel. That's because we see in him that excellence, the power. But we see that excellence in him which we want to see in all divine things. So Bhagavan said, Dyutam chalayatam asmi. Things may look negative from your perspective, but it's also fueled by me alone. Tejah tejasvinam aham. Among the splendid, I am the splendor. Whatever the brilliance we see in people's intellect, their performance, their actions, that's only because of me. And we know only when people are truly focused on their self that they can perform in excellence. So therefore Bhagavan says, Tejah tejasvinam aham, I am the splendor in all splendid things and beings. Jayo asmi, vyavasayo asmi. I am victory and I am actions or efforts. Vyavasay, I am an architect. That's my vyavasay. Vyavasay profession. Basically my efforts. Where do I put my efforts? In my profession. Therefore it's called vyavasay. Vyavasay is my efforts. So Bhagavan says, I am victory and I am efforts. Obviously we know, if I am dead tomorrow, no vyavasaya for me, other than lying down like a piece of wood. I have the vyavasaya because I am alive. I am performing my vyavasaya when I identify with my consciousness. In my deep sleep, there is no vyavasaya for me. In my dreams, there is different vyavasaya going on, you know. It's only my vyavasaya right now is my identification with myself. And therefore Bhagavan said, I am your vyavasaya. And jayo asmi, when I win a project, I won it. Bhagavan said, that's because you put your efforts identifying with me. I manifest as your victory. So I'm victory, I'm vyavasaya asmi. Sattvam sattvavatam aham. Among the pure or good, I am that goodness or pureness. Sattva, obviously we have translated in many, many different ways. But in anything which you see pure and good, which you appreciate and admire, I always tell when I'm watching this Indian TV, we can't even stand people who are conniving in the TV serial. Why can't we think that people can't stand when we are doing the same thing? But people and us, when we are doing it, we don't see it that way. Because we are disassociated with our true self, as Bhagavan said. So Bhagavan says here, Sattvam sattvatamaham, I am that purity and goodness in all that is pure and good in this world.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, సర్వే భద్రాణి పశ్యంతు మా కశ్చిద్ దుఃఖ భాగ్ భవేత్. ఓం శాంతిః శాంతిః శాంతిః. హరిః ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.